Hi, everyone, and welcome to LifePoint Drivecast. I hope your Friday is going well. My name is Corey, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. Today, we're looking at day 11 of our devotional from 1 Thessalonians. And the scripture for today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 3 through 8. Paul writes here and says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all things, as we've told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gives his Holy Spirit to you." Paul begins verse 3 by saying, it is God's will for us to be sanctified. I thought it good to take just a moment and talk about sanctification today. This word sanctification has to do with holiness. Paul says and uses the word holiness a couple times in these verses. And holiness means to be set apart, or to sanctify something means to be set apart for a special use. To sanctify a person is to make him or her holy. And so when someone accepts Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they now enter into sanctification for God. That it's in Christ we're made holy, and that it's in Christ we're now set apart for God. This is part of the reason why the Bible says things like, in Christ we're a new creation, the old is gone, the new has come. It's part of why we're told being born again, right? When someone comes into faith and trust in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It's part of the reason why scriptures say, put off the old and put on the new, right? That in Christ we're made holy, and in Christ we're now set apart for God. Listen to what Paul writes to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. He says, "Because of him you are in Christ, who became to us wisdom from God, who became to us righteousness, who became to us," here's our word, "sanctification, and who became to us redemption." In Christ, we're immediately sanctified, and we're continually in the process of being sanctified. Sanctification, or being made holy, is something Jesus immediately accomplishes for us when we put our faith and trust in him. But also, sanctification, or being set apart for God, is something he's continually working out in our daily lives. And Paul made it very clear that this sanctification was the will of God for a Christian. It's God's will for us to be holy and set apart. So as you read these verses today and you see the instructions that Paul gives the Thessalonians, remember he's giving advice on how to be set apart from an unholy world and to be set apart for a holy God. It's why Jesus says that we are not of this world. However, in our set apartness, it allows us to be a light in this dark world, reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we continue to read through the scriptures today, let's remember that Jesus also said, "Sanctify them by your word, because your word is truth." So read it in, pray it up, and live it out, and lead into the sanctifying work of God and the sanctifying word of God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, help us to truly be set apart for you. That's not always easy, and sometimes we need a lot of help. But thank you for your mercy and your grace in the process. Thank you for the power of your word in our lives, and thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit in our lives. As we pursue holiness, help us to simply take the next right step, trusting in you, knowing that you will finish the good work you started in us. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.